Yes, my. He's been making hits since he was a teen. So it's not an exaggeration to say making music, it's all he knows.
Never had another job. I had, aspirations to be an electrical engineer, wanting to be a boxer. Some kind of way the mic found my hand, and the rest is history.
But after multiple decades, he's still going strong and finally enjoying the ride.
When you're younger doing this and in this game, you're just going. Some of it was in 40 years was a blur because you're moving so fast and trying to get it all in and trying to just continue to just go, what's next, what's next, what's next?
New Edition's Johnny Gill now on The Pulse.
With my man, Bill Anderson. Stay tuned.
Guys, welcome to another episode of The Pulse. If you watch this show regularly, you know that there are certain guests we have on. I'm always excited about the guests we have. Cool people doing cool things. But there are some that I grew up thinking I could sing. I was trying to be a member of the group, trying to connect, I think, like so many others. Johnny Gill of New Edition and more, because I go back to like Stacey Ladislaw days, joins us today on The Pulse. Appreciate you.
Oh my goodness, man. Thanks for having me. I won't take it personal. When I'm listening to you talking about that, I'm like, you trying to take my job?
No, listen, if you ever heard me sing, that thought would have never even crossed your mind. You'd have said, yeah, brother, go ahead. No, whatever. Like, there's a reason I didn't get an audition. Like, we understand what was going on. But I appreciate you taking some time out. I know you're in Vegas right now.
In Vegas, doing the residency. I've been having so much fun. It's hot as fish grease, but other than that, it's been so awesome.
The residency, we were talking a little bit before we got started. Is that kind of the pinnacle, the cool thing? They just set you up, y'all come downstairs, do your thing, and then chill for a minute.
Man, it's the best thing on the planet. You go upstairs, you come downstairs, you sing and dance, and you collect your welfare check, and you go back upstairs, and you can rest up. You ain't got to get on no plane. I love it.
And you did a series of them, and then they just keep trying to extend you guys. Is that something you would want to just settle in and do long term?
It is absolutely a blessing, and it's something that's been on our bucket list for years. So just having an opportunity to do it has been beyond a blessing. And listen, we don't mind. I mean, it's just a matter of when you got six guys, we all got our own schedules, so we try to figure out how to coordinate and get that stuff together, and then we come together. But it's just been beyond awesome.
It is amazing. You talk about something on your bucket list. Like, you guys have been successful for so long. It's hard to imagine that there were things on the bucket list. Like, when you sit back and think about it, like, wow, we've been doing this. What was it, 40 years in September?
40 years. Yes. Yeah, actually, September would make 41 because this year was the 40th. So, yeah. And it's the beauty about doing what we do, and what's so great with all of us is we're still not satisfied. We're still hungry. We still have goals. We're still trying to reach the pinnacle. When you think about the bucket list, there's another thing that's on the bucket list, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which we had an opportunity to perform to induct the Spinners recently, and that was pretty awesome too. So, I mean, there's still room to grow, and there's still more to achieve.
After 40 years, and it's 40 years of New Edition, but you were already successful when you came to New Edition. So it's what, 45 or so of success that you're sitting back. Do you ever sit back and go, whoa, like, this has been a ride?
Yeah, I do. And I do now more now than I've ever done. It'd be simply because you watch and see, look back and see your journey. I wish that there was one thing that I do regret, but I'm still grateful for, is when you're younger doing this and in this game, you're just going. You're like, you're not it some of it was in 40 years was a blur because you're moving so fast and trying to get it all in and trying to just continue to just go, what's next? What's next? What's next? Now, as you get older, you start to walk a little slower. You start looking at the trees. You start appreciating the air. You breathe more and you start to really appreciate the things that you've accomplished. And you know, I made a rule to just whatever it is that I'm doing in my life that I accomplished. It's just to take a minute and take it in. Take it in because it's a blessing. And we've all been doing that now as we get older. So, when we was younger, it was not like that. It was just like, okay, what's next?
Yeah. Well, and I'd imagine, and I have to imagine, because as we've already established, I can't sing. Like, I would imagine that getting a chance to sit back and look at that. I mean, that's you guys, it's been amazing. And sold out stadiums and world tours. Yeah. And people still want to come out there and recreate your dances. We have an intern who told me that she learned, you know, New Edition dances as part of her dance class 40 years later. Like, right? That's a wow moment.
Wow. Yeah. You just, you know, when you're doing this and we touch, music is universal and it goes all over the world, but it never gets old listening to the stories and hearing how much our hard work has impacted people's lives. It's just, it never gets old. I don't take it for granted. It's a blessing. And I love hearing these stories.
So you still, you still love this? Because obviously you don't have to do this. So you still love doing it?
Oh, absolutely. I love it. I this is all I've done all my life. I've only done this all my life. Never had another job. I had, aspirations to be an electrical engineer, wanting to be a boxer, all those things as a kid. But ultimately, some kind of way, the mic found my hand, and then the rest is history.
I don't know, man. Boxer, you could do that. They're doing celebrity boxing these days. Is there anybody out there you want to slap in the mouth to go ahead and pursue those boxer dreams?
Let's see. Is there anybody that I want to...
I'm not trying to start drama.
As a boxer, as a fighter, I'll take on any comer, all comers. That's what makes you great. It made our leagues great. I don't run and hide from nobody. You got hands, you want to come? Let's go. Let's get down.
Okay. Now, this clip going viral, you're going to have promoters calling you right now, trying to figure out how to figure that out. Go ahead. New edition against some other boxer.
I'm so pretty. I'm the man. I'm so pretty.
I don't know. I'm betting on New Edition versus NSYNC or the Backstreet Boys or whatever. We went ahead and had that fight. I got you guys.
What is with all these beefs out here? I mean, it's like I keep looking around and I'm just going, what happened to our industry? And I have, we all have people we like and don't like, and artists that you know, we meet people and you encounter people, and it's not just their art, but sometimes it's just them as a person that rubs you the wrong way. And I get it. It's just a part of life, because it doesn't matter whether you're singing or whether you're, work at the UPS. It doesn't matter. We all have sometimes people in life that you meet and they just are not very good people or kind people and can rub you the wrong way. But it's just funny to watch, though, the beefs and to see how people would just be going at it. And it's okay. And I don't think that it reaches and crosses the line when it starts to get to a point where it becomes physical and it becomes a part where it impacts people's lives and their families. Then I'm not down with that. But I love watching people being creative when they're having beeps and talking and, making records and just Instagram posts. I think it's the funniest thing and shows how creative people can be at times.
We had Michael Bivins, Ronnie DeVoe were on the show together. Interesting. Like, Mike Bivins started Zooming with us from a pet shop when he was out buying stuff for his daughter. Interesting discussion. But they were also talking about kind of the industry and the changes. And a lot of the things that you see out in public are not necessarily the real. And some of the things as it related to you guys. Do we know you? Do we know New Edition? Now that there were movies and people are more into your life, or was that just kind of the entertainment presentation?
No, it has given our fans more of an insight of who we are. But that's not the end all tell all of us. And remember, as human beings, we're constantly evolving and growing every day. So that was a period of time and place of our lives that we wanted to share. But there's so much more and so much that was left on the cutting room floor. You have no idea. But the reality is just that we just gave you a little small window of a peek of us and who we are and part of our journey. But there's a lot more that even comes with that.
Are you happy that you did? Because you guys were one of the things, I guess you were lucky, is that you did not come up through the whole era of social media where everybody knew everything that you were doing at every moment. So the movie was kind of an insight into your life. Are you happy you shared?
I'm absolutely happy and so grateful and understand how God works, because the craziest thing is before this, it took us almost 10 years to get this movie done. I don't think 10 years prior to we would have had the story that we had that we were able to tell. So, you know, in God's time, how he works is amazing, but it was just only in God's time. And it's crazy because it ended up coming at the right time. I mean, breaking all kinds of records for BET viewership. So it was just the right time.
So you're good with it. You guys, I feel like it's silly to ask this question, but I asked everybody because y'all are performing together, you know, 40 years later, you're doing residencies and everything else. But manufactured beef, y'all are cool.
Manufactured? What do you mean?
People who have this manufactured beef that they think would exist, it's not real. You guys are cool. You're brothers. You're friends.
Oh, no, listen, we've that 40 years. We've had our ups and downs and challenges and was going at each other like just like siblings. Well, not even like siblings, because people with beef don't necessarily have to be siblings. But for us, it was about that. And to look at our 40 years of our journey, when you watch us today and what we've come, what we've gone through and how we've come full circle just in our own brotherhood, it is an amazing story in itself to watch us. You would think that today, watching us 40 years later, we talk to each other regularly, whether we're working, whether we're just hanging out or just feeling like just picking up the call. It all goes like in a cycle and circles. No one particular person just solely calls each other directly. We just talk and checking on the families and the things that most siblings do. That is amazing after 40 years. And sometimes Ralph and I just, you know, could be in the same hotel on the phone talking for an hour or two. And like, we're not even next door. It's like, it's just, we just gotten to that point with each other.
I think people like to hear that. And we've kind of started off, we talked a lot about New Edition, but you're on tour kind of multitasking. You don't like to rest, do you? So you're on tour with New Edition and on tour as a solo artist.
Absolutely. Listen, at the end of the day, 40 years of doing this, the one thing I do know that you can't take this for granted. I got so many friends that I've talked to and some that have been in this so long that are talking about retiring. And I hear you. I get it. But listen, I want to do this until the wheels come off because I love it. I enjoy it. And I'm grateful for these opportunities.
So we know kind of what you see, and you guys are still on tour. We know what we see in a New Edition show, but you're coming to Philadelphia July 25th. You'll be at the Dell. You're almost like a regular at the Dell. You come and turn it out in Philadelphia every now and then.
There's some places in my 40 years that I don't care how many times I go there. It's special, and I know I got to bring my A game, and I'm excited always to play. The Dell is one of those places. For some reason, it reminds me of when I recorded my first album, one of my albums, actually, second, which was the Half Crazy album, I did it in Philly. But something about that place and the whole energy of the city that reminds me of my early start of my career. And so when I come to the Dell, I always come with my mindset on going, it's time to go to work and turn it out and bring the noise, because it's a special place for me, the city, period.
Man, there are people around who work here. Our morning host, Mike Jarek, every time you are coming to town, Mike is like, oh, I got to go see the Johnny Gill show. They got videos. Some kind of way he ends up on stage with you every now and then. Like, what is going on?
Yeah, it's these moments that I like to create that I just want everyone to experience that you can't get back. So that's why I always think about, and when I'm doing these things, I'm always thinking about being present, but also creating memories that we can never go back to and can never erase as well. So, and that's why I love, I just, you know, the Dell is like one of my favorite places to rock.
Listen, the Dell got nothing but stories. I was just over there touring with some of the people and they were telling stories, got pictures of you backstage, like all kinds of things going on with the Dell. So on the 25th.
And crazy things though for me is I don't get, you know, you have your little jitters when you go out and when the intros start. There's only a few places that I get like really edgy about, nervous, so to speak, and Dell probably is one. It's just the first minute of getting ready to come out and going out, and, you know, it's like I'm just like I'm hyped, but I'm like, ooh, you gotta come with it.
But why? I mean, Philly. I mean, we got a tough reputation.
Well, you know, Philly's always embraced me. Philly's always been. It feels like my second home. Yeah. But I just know that you're supposed to be on your A game in Philly because no, they don't play. Now, Philly don't play. So, no, you know, there's certain places, you know, when you go, you got to go, hey, you better go and you better be on your A game.
Yeah. Now, that part is true. We got nothing but love for you here in Philly. But yeah, we can be a little rough. So I understand that. So you, Marsha Ambrosius, Jay Brown, what are we going to see on this show?
A night of entertainment. Listen, there's so much stuff and so many options and so much going on out here for entertainment for people to go and see. And I embrace it all. I enjoy it all. I love seeing different people entertain. But these type of nights for me, having an opportunity to work, first of all, Marsha, let me tell you about her. One day, this was a few years back for the ASCAP Awards, she did a rendition of My, My, My. Dude, okay. I've never seen a woman do a rendition of My, My, My the way she freaking, she killed it. And every time I see her, that's the first thing I do is remind her of that to go, dude, you just have no idea the impact you made on me and the impression you made on me that's for life. But I love working with her and Jay Brown. I'm looking forward to. I've never had an opportunity to work with him. So it's just going to be a night of just great music, something we need to get our minds off of some of the stuff that we've been dealing with and going through with a number of things that we're being consumed with in the world right now. So I'm just happy to be able to relieve people and bring them to a place where they can just enjoy themselves. And I enjoy doing it, entertaining it.
So you love that when people, well, I mean, hopefully people who can sing, like I don't think you would love it if it was me, but when someone like a Marsha Ambrosius or you guys have been honored multiple times and people sing your songs back to you, you like that? Or is that one of those?
I freaking love it because you never really step outside of yourself and see yourself until you can be reminded of yourself. And when you watch these people doing it, it reminds you of what you've done, what you've accomplished. And it's not from an egotistical standpoint. It's just it's a reminder because we get so consumed with continuing to keep working and wanting to reach the higher levels. And sometimes you just don't take the time out to smell the flowers and to just look back and understand how far you come, where you come from. And those are the moments that are a reminder when you're watching other people doing your music and singing these songs that you've been singing all your life, most of your life. It's a feeling that I can't even describe.
Has this always been you? You just seem really happy, enjoying the moment, grateful to the things that were going on. I remember seeing the movies and some of the things that I heard about you guys' experiences, people stealing your money, like things not going right. And yet through it, at least in the movie, you always seem to be the level head who is like, look, you know, we got to keep going.
Yeah. You know, that comes from being a PK. My father was a minister. So you got to understand things that I've operated off of more than anything, even through the challenges of life, has been faith. It has been my feet on the ground with that. Listen, and 40 years of it and going through my ups and downs, make no mistake about it, not a saint, far from it. But I've had these seeds that were planted for my mom and my dad that has kept my feet on the ground. And even through the storms, I've been able to overcome and still see things, see life, see some situations, and understand even through those things, because we don't get, you know, life don't discriminate, but I've been able to weather those things going through them because of my faith.
I feel like because of those stories, people like seeing you win. Like, we've heard all of the different stories. We've heard people robbing you guys. We've heard you getting out of contracts and into contracts. Yeah. And all. So now it feels like, and tell me if you feel this, there's a genuine, your audience, your fans, there's a genuine kind of pulling for you and like seeing you and the whole group winning.
Yeah. I think most people love a comeback, and not that we were ever down and out, but people love a comeback. And I think that when you say 40 years, we're 40 years. This is the 15 rounds of boxing. So we're not even at 15 rounds yet. So we're still in the fight. We're still battling. We're still looking for our rights, for our music. We're still trying to get our royalty stuff straight now, which has been a challenge. It's not like the labels are willing to, to conform with that. It's never ending. 40 years, and people think that, you see you up there and jumping up and down and singing and doing what we enjoy doing the most. But taking care of business is another thing that you just can't get around. If you want to be in this business and continue to have longevity, you got to take care of that. And it's always something to be done.
Wait, there's still a battle trying to get royalties?
Oh, still a battle. Still a battle. And I tell you, when I look back and look at this group, I look at my own career, the things that are still being hammered and we're still challenged with in the industry of the music that we've made, not having a certain level of rights to and getting our proper pay from our publishing, from our royalties. And watching how we've learned the business and knowing the numbers and seeing what's taking place and what's being done, it is never ending. But, we don't stop, and it hasn't stopped us from doing what we do. And we continue to keep fighting and fighting for not only for us, but just also because we have to pave the way for those that are coming behind us. So it's never ending, nonstop. And, we just continue to, I always can, like you said, I look at the bright side of it of going, when we look at being able to take care of our families, being able to do what we do, and people are showing up to allow us to wanting to hear from us and allowing us to continue to do what we do with our art, that's a blessing within itself. So as the old song says, even through the challenges, there's a song that says it all. Being blessed and going through the stuff that we've gone through, we're blessed. So I won't complain.
Man, kind of a side note, and just a couple more questions, and I appreciate all of your time. But I am shocked by how many people, some who have had similar levels of success, some not so much, who all have this same story about how the industry has essentially taken from them, and they just keep fighting and do it for the next generation. Yeah. That's way
you have
too
to do
common.
It for the next. Yeah, it really is. And we're 40 years in and still trying to fight for what belongs to us, having our rights, being able to be paid properly with our royalties, and watching the numbers and seeing the things that are going on, and understanding that even in the fight of trying to battle with that, it's such a tangled up and driven industry that is so driven by the powers that be that it's never ending. Never ending. And you just hope and pray that one day either they will, or the industry will get it together, or they will see it in their hearts to understand that, people feed their families. People have worked hard for years, and this has not come without, the hard work that we put in to be able to say we've done this because we want to reap the rewards and be able to leave and pass down the things to our families so that we can say at the end of the day, job well done.
You weren't with New Edition at the time, but I remember that story of going on a world tour and coming back, getting dropped off in the projects and getting checks for a dollar something after coming back from a world tour. And on the outside, we were going, what?
Yeah, yeah. And I've heard the stories, and I've been privy to it, obviously, simply because those are my brothers. And, those are things that you just got to look back. And listen, if you put things in perspective and look at life, I don't think no one has made all the right decisions or has just walked through life when you've lived this a certain age, time of your life, that has made all the right decisions and that have had all the best outcomes based on the decisions that you made. So some of it, really, at the end of the day, if we put it in perspective, it was just a part of our journey. When I look at where we are today and looking at our beautiful families and us being able to be in a place where we're happy and we're grateful. Work is never done, but we are grateful. We're not sitting here just soaking and looking. I've never seen a man run a race with his head turned backwards. So we're not sitting here continue to keep looking back about and crying over the things that have been done. We have to still move forward, and you can't move forward looking back. So, you know, we just continue to keep trying to fix the things that we can control and that we can deal, you know, that we can do. And we keep pushing forward.
So keeping with that, then, what's next? What should we be speaking into existence for you? You got the residency, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. What's on the bucket list that you want all of us sending our energy to help you guys and you individually accomplish?
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame would mean the world to all of us. And we've been invited last year, and I think it was absolutely moving, and the energy, and to just be in that room and know that ultimately when you reach that place, your name is written in stone. It can't be erased. We've gotten the Hollywood Walk of Fame. That was another moment on our bucket list, and putting your name and cemented in where it's written in stone and can't be erased is the most, I can't even put it into words. When you talk about some of our accomplishments, it's one of our greatest accomplishments. So we're continuing to keep working because we feel that we put in the work and we deserve it. And we will continue to keep working for it. We don't work and live for it, but we just know that these are the rewards that you get for the hard work. But ultimately, it's about our fans. We watch every night to see the fans that are coming out, still want to hear from you and supporting us and allowing us to continue to do what we do on high level. It's rare, and we're grateful.
Yeah, I mean, you can't say it. I will. You deserve it. Like, that is something
should go ahead
and happen. So we will speak it into existence. We're going to do our best to support it.
Listen, I'm so grateful, and thank you for just being, you know, I don't take it for granted, having a moment to be able to express and talk about my life and about the guy, my brother's lives and our careers are. A platform that allows us to continue to allow even a new generation to understand who we are and where we come from and the work that has been put in here that has caused us to be here and have longevity. So I'm grateful, and thanks for this opportunity.
Absolutely. We end every episode of The Pulse. The theme of the show is the concept of use your voice for good, how you can make things better for other people and things like that. When you hear the phrase use your voice for good, what does it mean to you?
Oh my goodness, a million things. Using your voice for good is just simply doesn't mean, because people seem to think that sometimes it's about being and having and understanding the value of God blesses us not to keep blessings for ourselves, but he blesses us so that we can bless others. And it is important that when we've gone through our journey, when we've done what we've done and been through what we've been through, that we can pass on something that's going to make someone else's life better and easier and a little bit greater. So I am so grateful that we have a voice and a platform to be able to express ourselves and being able to use that voice to do other things and help others and impact other people's lives is nothing greater, nothing shorter, but a blessing. And like I said, God don't give us these blessings to keep for ourselves, but he give us to them us for us to bless others with. So, and that's what I try to use my voice for.
Johnny Gill coming to the Dell. He's on tour, and you can see him all over the place. And if you're not in Vegas, but you're coming to Philly, I encourage you to check him out. There are not a lot of tickets available, so you need to get them for the tickets here Thursday, July 25th in Philadelphia.
Yes. And 40 years, y'all. This is where, besides D.C., Philly, 40 years of my celebration of mine. I don't know if some people got a chance to see the celebration just recently for me. But listen, 40 years of this. And I want to take my 40 years, continue to celebrate this 40 years, and especially here in Philly as well with you guys, because this is where it all started for me. So I hope everyone can make it come out and let's celebrate, because it's going to be one. It's just a party. That's what I do.
I appreciate you. Thank you for your time. This has actually been one of my bucket list items. So thank you for taking the time to speak with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. My pleasure.
Thank you so much. Guys, thank you so much for listening to the Pulse with Bill Anderson podcast today with Mr. Johnny Gill of New Edition. That was just cool. Everybody has different people that they look forward to speaking to. And I love all of our guests, and you get cool stories from everybody, the behind the scenes and what have you. But I'm one of the people who came up thinking that maybe they could be a New Edition. Maybe if I could learn to sing, dance, have talent, charisma, skill, whatever, that I could be a part of New Edition. Can't, but I can meet them, and it was a pleasure to do so. I hope you enjoyed it as well. Do me a favor, hit like, subscribe, follow, whatever it is, so that you get a notification every week when another episode of The Pulse is available. Also, download the Fox Local app so you can watch all of our episodes. Some pretty cool guests. Really up to 100 and something now of great interviews. I encourage you to check them out. You can hit me up on social at BillAFox29. Always love to hear from you. And I leave you today, as I always do, reminding you whenever you can to... Guys, I leave you today, as I always do, with my memorable catchphrase that I would never fumble through at any moment. Whenever you can, use your voice for good and have a good one.